Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly in the group singing The River, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, titled Faith in the Family from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows, take the saints, make you whiter than snow. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside, a current that moves and makes you come alive. Living water that brings the dead to life. We're going down to the river, down to the river, down to the river to pray. Let's get washed by the water, washed by the water, and rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river. Let's go from dusty roads into paradise. All of my dirt, all of my shame, down in the streams that it made me born again. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside, a current that moves and makes you come alive. Living water that brings the dead to life. We're going down to the river, down to the river, down to the river to pray. Let's get washed by the water, washed by the water, and rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river. Let's
we a part of what God is doing in our lives. We choose to believe. I don't know about you, but I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the power of this book called the Word of God. I still believe today there's power in the blood. I still believe there's power in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. I believe today when you involve this Word in your life, it will miraculously change you and fashion you to be more like the Lord. Oh, I believe today. And I still believe that God wants to be head of the home. I believe today God wants today to orchestrate the affairs of the home, and He wants to be first in your life. Do you ever spend any time in God's Word with your family? Do you ever sit down and read a few moments with your family the precious Word of God? Well, that's there. I mean, you ain't got too many things going on, preacher. You know, we got kids. Yeah, we got ball games. We got this. We got internet. We got school work to do. We got this stuff. Let me tell you what. You are sacrificing everything for the most important thing in your home, and that's the Word of God. And if you believe the Word of God, then start practicing it. Start involving it in your life. Not only today do I choose to believe today, but I also choose to trust, because you can't trust if you don't believe. You've got to trust the Lord in all things today, for He is a mighty God. He's on the throne, and He's doing great and mighty things. But if you're not trusting the Lord, then what are you trusting? Are you trusting yourself? Are you trusting the world? Are you trusting government? Are you trusting politicians? Are you trusting this, that? Listen, you cannot get any better than trusting God. He'll never fail you. He'll never turn His back from you. He'll be a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. Not only today do I believe and trust today, but I believe today that we must persevere in faith. I believe we've got to choose today to put Jesus first. I believe today we've got to choose whether today the devil likes it or not, God's going to be first in our living. I believe today that we've got to choose today the fact that even through the storms of life and the valleys of the shadows that we face, that we today will keep our attention and our focus and our loyalty and our dedication on the Lord. Amen. And I believe today is time we start putting God first in our lives, our homes, our relationships. And then fourthly today, we've got to choose to obey God and His Word. See, these other things will not work if you're not obedient unto God and His Word. God has spoken to you in His Word, and He's got a powerful plan for your life. But if you don't follow the plan of God, it's of no value. See, some of you today, you're just getting through life and you're holding on. You're just living day by day. You're just trying to get through each day. Do you really think that's God's plan for you? I don't believe so. If you don't believe that, listen, read Psalm 1. Blessed. He used the word blessed. He said you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Your leaf won't wither, and whatsoever you do will prosper. Well, I'm just trying to get to the end of the week and payday. Do you really think that's the way God wants you to live? Well, I'm just trying to hang on and endure. You know, times are bad. Times may be bad, but God's still good. I'm like David of old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. Amen. I believe God's still on the throne. I still believe that God's able. I still believe today that God will make a way where there is no way. I believe God today will bring you out of what you're in and bring you to something far better. Amen. So you've got to learn today, even through the storms and the valleys and the trials that we face and we go through, you've got to learn to put your confidence in the Lord. So what is lacking in the home today? Really, what is lacking in the home? What's lacking in your home today? I'm going to tell you what's lacking. And it all comes down to this. We have not built on the foundation of faith. We have not crowned Jesus King and Lord of our lives and of our homes. He's a convenience. Well, we go to church when we feel like it or when we, whatever. And we read the Bible when we get around to it. We don't even pray anymore. What's the use? I mean, we have really adopted that mentality within the ranks of the Christian home. I don't expect the heathen world today to pick up the Bible and read it or to come to church or anything else. We are the born-again church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are built and established upon a rock. That rock is Jesus. And if we can't grasp the values of God's Word, how in the world are you going to face all the storms of life that you're facing? Amen. Praise God. In Genesis, God began with Adam and Eve. They were the first family. Let me tell you something. God today brought forth a family that He wanted to honor Him. Families are the very foundation of our society. Families today are the moral compass today in which today life's storms as we face them will direct us and guide us through them. And we're wondering why we are in a storm and can't get out of a storm. It's because we're not looking to the right moral compass of letting God be first in our lives. I like what the way David put it in Psalm 11. He said simply this, and he said this question. He said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? See, today, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're letting the world and the flesh and the devil today chip away at everything that's godly and holy today. We're letting society today tell us there is no God. Listen, there is a God. And it's time we start standing up and building our homes on the foundation of God's Word. It's time today we start seeking God's way and God's will for our life. We don't have to go this world's way when God's got a better way. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. And so we blame politicians today for the problems that we're experiencing. And today, in actuality, we are being destroyed from within, not from without. We are being destroyed within the confines of the ranks of our homes today. Everything that God does to bring a blessing and stability, it comes through the family. Your family is important. It's important to God. That's the first institution that God established in His Word. Read Genesis. Was the home. And He wants the home dedicated. What happened to Adam and Eve? They got their eyes off of God. What's happening to our society and our generation, our homes, our relationships, our kids? We've gotten our eyes off of God, amen. And we're wondering, well, I hope somebody will put this candidate in or that candidate in, and that's created more confusion. I am so sick and tired of seeing Christians get on and beat drums about politics and attack this one, attack that one. Today, why don't you get on your knees and pray? And let God do the directing. By the way, God already knows who's going to be elected in November and who takes the oath on January the 20th on our birthday, Trish. That's going to be an interesting day. But what a way to celebrate. You reckon they'll invite us to the White House? I'm not sure if I want to go. But anyway. Folks, I'm telling you. Our solution is found in the precious old black back book called the Word of God. Our solutions are found in the principles of God today. You know, I'm glad today that God's got a way for us today. When the devil tries to destroy a nation, he begins with the family. He always has. Go back to Genesis. Read. What did he do? He came into the garden with Adam and Eve. What was he doing? He was trying to destroy the family element. Was he successful? Temporarily. But let me tell you what. The family today is built on Christ. And today, your homes can succeed today. Your family may be going through hell and high water right now. You may be going through opposition. The devil may have absolutely thrown all of hell right in the middle of your home today. Let me tell you what. If you've got a fiber of God in your being today, His presence is still there. And where the holiness of God is today, let me tell you what. The presence of Satan cannot exist and be successful. Amen. Praise God. If your foundation is anchored in faith today, I'm telling you, you can weather the storm. For God is our refuge and our strength and our very present help in time of trouble. You can walk through the valley of life as long as the shepherd is leading you. And I have only one shepherd today that makes the difference. He's called the good shepherd. He's called the great shepherd. He is the shepherd of all shepherds. And He will lead you in the valley. And He today will bring you through the trials. And He will bring you by the lush green pastures. And He'll take you to the still waters. And He'll bless you beyond compare. Amen. You can build your family today with purpose and on purpose. You can build your family today with purpose and on purpose. But here's the thing. You've got to make up your mind, that you're going to start building on this purpose that God has for you. You've got to choose today who you're going to serve. Pray for me. I've got a funeral to preach and sing at here in a little while. And I'm preaching like a crazy man. But that's what God's called me to do. For faith to endure, it must have a place in your life. The family that is built on faith today, God will see that that family endures. King David knew something about a foundation. David said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." David knew something. He knew something that I think we all need to discover today. It matters not today what's going on in the world. It matters not what's going on outside.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.